How many of you have expectations from your boss or from your board members, from your shareholders, that this year you're going to have to achieve what's just simply impossible in today's business climate? And if it's not at work, maybe you're faced with the impossible task of fixing relationships or mending fences or guiding a teenager or facing some personal change, a health crisis in your personal life away from work. These are all places that we face this feeling of having to achieve something that's impossible, and there's so many different ways that I have faced those feelings of having to do something that had never been done before, or at least that I had never done before. Because that's really what the impossible is, right? The impossible is what we look at and say, there's just no way that can be done. I'm sure if you had asked Christopher Columbus to sail his boat to the New World, he said, that is going to be tough, I can do that. But if you asked him to sail his boat to the moon, he would look at you and say, that's impossible. Man will never reach the moon. And as we all know, the reality of looking at reaching the moon certainly was taken as a matter of fact, that there's simply no way that a person could reach the moon. It was impossible. And the journey from that mindset, the journey from believing that to actually achieving it was indeed a very, very long one. I've been one of those people who oftentimes, when I come up against a difficult situation, I'll just say, I can't do it. I can't do it. And that's really a statement on how I think about things. You know, I am so thankful that I became a musician, because music has taught me so much about this process of changing your mindset and overcoming the impossible. You know, I did what came natural to me, and I actually had quite a lot of success doing what came easy, and using the skills that I seemed to just be born with. And sure, I practiced a lot, but I'll tell you, one of the first times I dealt with this feeling of impossibility, I had decided, after being a self-taught musician and being very successful and being a professional player in my teens, to enroll in a school of music and enter the guitar program at the University of Southern California, which at the time was considered one of the top in the world. So here I am, coming in as a freshman who'd been on stage and had a lot of wild times with my guitar and getting paid for it. And I come into a very academic situation, and I sit down in my first lesson, and the department chairman was my private instructor, and he put a piece of music in front of me and said, okay, play it. And I just looked at him, and I looked at the piece, and I thought to myself, my God, well, I can't. I don't have some of the skills. I could tell looking at the notes, I didn't have some of the skills that I was going to need to be able to play this. That piece was impossible for me to play. And so one of the first things we learn is that achieving the impossible, the lesson number one is you don't do it in a day. And that's all right. We don't get all the answers to a complicated question in one day. Although we get frustrated, we have to remember that complicated problems oftentimes unravel in little bits and pieces. And your journey to the truth to understanding the entirety of the truth or the solution to a problem may unfold itself over a period of time in the same way that my instructor looked at me and said, Billy, you simply don't have the skills to be able to play this piece of music. So what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do if you want to be able to play this piece of music? You're going to have to start to build skills that you've never built yet. Sure, you can play your guitar. Sure, you can function at work. Sure, you can do your job up until the point you're presented something that's completely new. And he looked at me and said, your technique is, for being able to play this piece, your technique is all wrong. We've got to look at your technique. We have to look at how your body moves. We have to look at how you control your movements. Because you can hear the music and understand the music and you can envision playing it. You can envision your way beyond the challenge. But you simply can't execute it. So lesson number one, achieving the impossible doesn't happen all in one day. It took me an entire semester of him helping me with a whole new set of techniques, a different way of posturing, holding the pick, a different way of using my fingers, a different way of completely approaching the guitar in a different manner that I might be able to achieve the objective. And the objective in my moment was to be able to play this piece of music.